Welcome to this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman, and I'm walking.
And I'm Jennifer Digman, and I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. Wow, middle of June, and summer's coming. Is it officially summer yet? I don't think so.
I don't think so, and it's just the mere fact that I wore a sweater today, and I was quite comfortable. And I plan on wearing a sweater tomorrow, so.
Because it's June in Michigan.
June in Michigan. Lovely. And you're wearing a sweatshirt.
So. I am. And we had the heat on this morning.
Yeah, so don't let the calendar fool you. But it will be warm probably when we have some special occasion.
Oh, I remember some special occasion, Jennifer, about warmth and things. When you got, you scolded me.
Oh, I scolded. Oh,
you did. Okay, so we'll talk about. You didn't.
I think you scolded me. Let's put the shoe on the right foot here. There, sweet.
What we're moving forward with today, as we're coming up on the summer season, the heat, everything with multiple sclerosis, we are talking about. Handling the heat and living with multiple sclerosis. And this is something, and this really happened a couple weeks ago when it actually was warm one Saturday morning. What were we doing?
We had the amazing opportunity to paint a mural in the town where we live. I think a mural is a pretty...
I liked, because you had written something about it, like a mosaic.
Mosaic, yes, that's a better.
But I liked it. It's a mural mosaic, but it's part of ArtReach Mid Michigan, where every year in the spring, early June ish, they paint the. We decided it was three of the major intersections in downtown Mount Pleasant, and painting a really well thought out artistic kind of thing, and. We paint it, and I think what's really incredible about this is that it's very, very family-friendly, very handicap-accessible-friendly because you, in your wheelchair, still had the opportunity. You painted, when we say, five of the triangles?
These are geometric designs that ArtReach, which is here in Mount Pleasant, they lay out the design with masking tape, and they color small swatches on the design, and people fill in the swatches to create the mosaic. And yes, it was pretty fun because I was able to do it from my wheelchair, and that was empowering. And it was community. It was early in the morning. And I was loving the sun, and maybe I was loving it a little too much, Dan. I will give you that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hindsight. And Dan just lovingly said to me, Jennifer, you should probably get out of the sun. And I did not take that well.
You weren't that crabby, but it was because we had gotten down there early, and what they do is like they paint the center of the mosaic and then they work their way out to the edges. And so you with your wheelchair, you had to wait for them to paint the center to get out to the edges so you could paint with the roller mounted with a broomstick, really, so that you could roll from the paint roller there. And, you know, the event hadn't even started because somewhere, somehow, some way, what the heck happened that the Digmans actually were on time for this event?
We were, in fact, early.
Oh, what?
Unbelievable.
Stop.
It's the truth. So we were early, and I was enjoying the sun, and I was enjoying it a little too much. And Dan made his comment, and par for the course. With his lovely wife, Jennifer, she got a little snippy. And I was a little frustrated because I was having fun. And sometimes it's easy, and I'm sure you out there in the community, you get it, where you feel like you're being parented a little. And I don't know if other wheelchair users feel this way, but it's like, just because I'm in a wheelchair, you don't need to remind me of my, you know, I'm a grown up. And so that's kind of the little attitude that I was getting. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
And it was just the reality. Dan reminded me, look, Jen, you get overheated. I'm the one that has to pay for it. And that being Dan has to pay for it because he transfers me to do any of the activities of daily living, like going to the bathroom or eating. You know, he would have to help me with my silverware if I'm too tired. And so when he framed it like that for me, I, of course, was thinking, stop being so selfish, Jennifer, and get in the shade, you idiot. Not really an idiot. That's not nice to talk about yourself that way. But I had a moment. So.
Well, and I just think because you like sitting out in the sun with the on the patio, and like sometimes it's like you get overheated and you don't know. And I don't want to equate it to drinking alcohol, but sometimes it's just like you don't realize until it's too late that you've sat out there too long or that you drank too much. And so then, you know, that there are those times and when I have to help you, you know, steer the wheelchair in. And I know that this is something we had been looking forward to, and I didn't want to have things kind of lose. You miss out on the opportunity to paint the downtown. And so we handled it. But this was something that then after the event, because it was really fun, but there's a nice coffee shop downtown Mount Pleasant, Ponder Coffee. And we were sitting outside in the shade eating avocado toast, really yum. And really yummy coffee and everything. And we ran into our friends Adam and Erica and their son Maximus, who a few episodes ago interviewed us on our podcast.
So I was relaying to Erica about the incident. Because that's...
Hashtag Jennifer gets snippy.
I got snippy. And Erica said, well, after she giggled a little and listened to me talk about this, she said, so how does heat affect multiple sclerosis? And mind you, we've been friends with Adam and Erica for a dog's age. And it occurred to us, we never really talk about that. Not with them. And part of having multiple sclerosis is it's important to share with people who don't live with the disease the realities about it. So this one's for Erica. We're going to talk a little bit about how heat affects us and what we do to combat it and to live with it. So,
and I think it is important for this time of year, and just, you know, for a reminder for us, and then reminder and tips for other people living with MS or just people to avoid overheating. Because it will get warm again here in Michigan, and we will have to turn the air on and not the furnace.
And that's the reality. Heat is, as you talked about, it just sneaks up on you. I know so many times Dan and I will be sitting outside, and it will be comfortable, and it's a razor's edge of a difference where I will be comfortable. And then he will just look at me and he will know that I can't. I mean, it's just so crazy that just how that variation in temperature will affect me. Because I can do things on my own, but once I'm too overheated, it is really difficult for me to even drive my wheelchair, like you mentioned, Dan. So I think that's the first thing. It doesn't affect everyone the same. Heat doesn't, cold doesn't, temperature. You know, we're all sensitive to temperature in different ways. And you have to kind of find it out. Unfortunately, you have to learn your lesson the hard way. And Dan's learned it, and we go through it just about every summer. Just how temperature will affect me or you, how it will wear us out.
And so then with that, in terms of tips or things, what's your go-to tip? What's your go-to thing in terms of like assessing anything heat-related in dealing with multiple sclerosis?
I mean, when I start to feel warm, it's probably too late.
Yeah.
You know, I'm comfortable, but if, good heavens, if I say, oh, I'm hot, yeah, that's probably where we need to go into the air conditioning.
And I mean, and that's just where, you know, in terms of the knowledge and stuff, in terms of assessing going into the day and figuring out how you beat the heat.
And I think certainly it's super important to stay hydrated. That helps to keep you cool. So it is pretty common sense and pretty elementary to stay hydrated when you're living with a chronic illness like multiple sclerosis. But even before that, one thing that you and I, Dan, have discovered is we have to judge if an activity is really worth it. And that sounds cold and, you know, but we had the opportunity recently. My first caregiver, he passed away and there was a memorial for him about 2.5 hours from our house. And of course, we wanted to go to the memorial and there was going to be a baseball game the next day. So we could go to the memorial and then go to the baseball game.
Well, not just any baseball. I mean, right there with the Detroit Tigers in downtown Detroit. So that was
Jim, my caregiver's favorite. So we were going to do that. But again, it was very hot that weekend. And we wanted to, you know, we're human. We wanted to do both. But to go to Jim's memorial and then to go to the baseball game, that heat, that was just a risk that neither one of us was really willing to take. Because heat wears you out. It zaps your energy as well, babe.
Oh, totally. Yeah, you're not on your own with this one.
No. So we judged and we said, well, Jim, certainly the family, it would be worth it to spend the time with them. We would be better served going to an indoor memorial that was temperature controlled and not sitting out in the sun. So we had to judge that. And that's what we advise pretty much anybody living with MS or anybody living with any sort of health concerns, that you just have to do the best you can. And sometimes you may have to pass on an opportunity, but you know, if you are living with MS, you got to be in this for the long haul. And is it really worth it to wear yourself out for a 3-hour sporting event, for example, so that, you know, for a week you pay for it? And that comes with living with the disease for a while.
Well, the big thing is to be proactive and not reactive to this. And like you say, you really have to experience and have the foresight to really be thinking ahead and what does this look like and how hot will it be. Oops. And I think that for me, I'm always like, I'm a big proponent of doing things outside, doing it in the morning if possible, if it's not like a scheduled or timed event, just to get out there before it gets hot. I mean, even in the evening it's nice, but at that point too, then the concrete has had a chance to suck up all the sun's heat and it's still permeating heat. And it's just like, you know, if you can get up and go out and do things earlier, like go for a walk or
go paint the sidewalk in Mount Pleasant and be on time, go early in the morning so that it doesn't zap your energy. And, you know, that day we were both wearing light clothes, light color, light fabric. Even though I wear TED hose or compression socks, I still try to wear light clothing. And some people benefit from using cooling vests. I myself have never used one where it's really been a benefit to me. But I know when I'm overheated or if I do get too warm, just the power of a cold drink, a popsicle, something like that, just to cool down my core, you know, even just putting a cold compress or something on my neck, that helps.
Well, I remember you say that as far as like something, a cold drink, something to cool your core. And I always remember the time we went down and saw a train down at Pine Knob, and just that it was, you know, the opening act was there, and it was, oh my God, it was so, so hot. And you were melting. I mean, that's literally, did I pronounce that overemphasized?
That was fine.
But it's just like, what could we do? And so then I'm just like, let's just go. You know, you could still hear the opening act when you were around the corner in the shaded area, and just getting you, it was like frozen lemonade or something.
Oh yes, it was frozen lemonade. That was the best lemonade. And once I drank that and cooled off, we were good to go for the concert. And it sounds so silly, but if you are recently or newly diagnosed with this disease, and the first time that temperature does something mean to you like that, it might freak you out. And I'm not a doctor. I can't with absolute certainty say, oh, you'll be better. But just try and cool yourself off. Just give yourself that moment to calm down and cool off. And hopefully you will recover, because MS is crazy like that. It's unpredictable like that, let's be honest. It's unpredictable. And again, temperature treats everyone differently. So you have to figure it out.
Well, and sometimes you get caught up, or it hits you by surprise and stuff. Because I remember as we're talking about sitting outside in the sun at a baseball game, and there was a time we had tickets over for a Great Lakes Loons game on a Sunday afternoon. And we traditionally sit on the first base side under an overhang where there's shade, but these tickets were on the third base side in the hot sun, and we both were struggling, melting. And then it's just like, ask the people at the stadium, ask whoever's in charge of events to say, could we do this? And I mean, they didn't flinch at the thought of allowing us to sit in empty seats on the first base side, just to where it was cooler. And I mean, we stayed for the whole game because you're in a shaded area. And that's another tip, is just always know where the shade is. For as much as those of us with MS, when we go to a new place, we're always like, where's the bathroom? When you go to a place outside, where's the shade? What's going to be cool?
And that accommodation was relatively simple in this instance. But just don't be afraid to ask people, because people want you to be comfortable and they want to help and be accommodating. So it is important to ask that. And I also say, pretty much anywhere we go, whatever time of year, if multiple sclerosis is involved, which it is with the both of us, to pack your patience. You know, I get frustrated when I'm rushed, and when it's warm out and I'm rushed, it's that much worse. Just the smallest little dexterity things or spasticity will rear its ugly head. So just take a little extra time. You know, we were on time for our reach when we were painting, because we prepared for that and we didn't want to rush. So I think that's a really important tip, is just, you know, just kind of slow down and enjoy the moment. And maybe that's something about warmer temperatures. Everybody's moving a little more slowly and you just have to enjoy the moment and give yourself that little cut yourself some slack, you know.
Exactly.
So.
Well, and that's a question, because I always feel, and I'll ask you the question then, just in terms of extreme temperatures, which is more difficult for you, extreme hot or extreme cold?
Well, I would say extreme hot, because it's then more difficult for you, my caregiver, because when I'm really hot, I'm very melty and I'm very weak. And so with extreme cold, I'm very stiff, but with that like rigidity, I can at least stand up to transfer, to go to the bathroom or something. But when I'm really, really warm and really weak and it's hard to hold my head up, it's hard to hold my trunk up. So I would, believe it or not, I hate to be cold. I would rather be cold. What about you?
I think I have more difficulties when it's really, really cold. But at the same time, though, I would, it's just as hard when it's hot, but I think it's a lot easier to cool off when you're hot than it is to try and warm up when I'm cold.
So expand on that. What sort of difficulties do you have when you're cold?
My fingers don't work. I mean, I can't feel anything. It's like, with your wheelchair, to tie you down in the van.
This is not an S&M thing. It's tying me down. Sorry if that was just totally inappropriate. I apologize.
When I have to tie down your wheelchair to keep it from rolling in the van, am I blushing? No. when I have to tie your wheelchair down in the van, and I always say, if we're traveling, like when we went back to Iowa and it was October, or anytime we're going somewhere, like in Michigan in the winter, that always makes me nervous because my fingers do not function when it's cold. So I have to try and like anchor down the tie downs. I can't do it. But come the summer, I struggle a little bit, but it's not like my fingers aren't working.
And so people understand the tie down the wheel, my wheelchair, my power chair. And they're metal, so it's metal to metal, the connection. It's a metal hook that hooks onto the frame of my wheelchair. And so when it's cold, it's horrible as the person who's getting their wheelchair tied down to watch Dan struggle because there's nothing I can do. So I can see why you wouldn't like to be cold. And you also, you like me and probably a lot of people listening, our extremities, once those toes and fingers get cold, they're really, really difficult to warm up. So I can see that. And you can drink warm coffee to warm yourself up, but it doesn't work like drinking cold water cools you off when you're overheated in the summer.
I would rather have it be hot. Because I think it's easier to cool things down from the warmth.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I mean, I'm sure there are lots of people listening to this and they understand and they commiserate. If you have tips or something that would benefit others, please let us know. But for us, we just over the years have found really just avoiding the extremes, whether it be too hot or too cold. If it's just moderate, like Goldilocks, just right, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, and because it's like, what do we have coming up? Because we actually, and I think that's when we're talking, and I had said, like, you know, doing things, activities in the morning or in the evenings, and that's just like why when we get tickets to a Loons game, we're going at night. We do night games. Very seldom do we ever get Saturday, Sunday afternoon games because it's like, it's, you know, you avoid the heat.
Those extremes and part and parcel with any sort of traveling or going to baseball games, which are about 45 minutes away from us, I would recommend that we pack extra clothing because if the sun goes down and it gets cool, I don't like to be too cold. So I need like a jacket or something to put on. And conversely, if it's too hot, I need to have like a cooler shirt or you need a cooler shirt. And no one likes to, if it's sweaty, I don't like to be in wet clothes. So it's just good to have some extra clothes and have a bottle of water just in case. Sounds silly, but you know, you forget that just because you're a grown up. It's like you need your little carry-on.
Yeah, even to the point where the night before, you know, throw a couple bottles of water in the freezer and then just let those thaw out in your van, your car, wherever you're traveling, whatever you're doing. So then you'll always have cold water with you. That just, like you say, to cool off the core.
Yes.
Wow. Was it worth getting snippy with me? No, I'm kidding. But no, I think because that leads to that everything as you talk about packing your patience and stuff, that it's just like, because nothing makes me more grumpy than the heat. So you're always trying to, manage things. And so how do you manage the heat? To manage your, and I mean the big you, your, our temperature and anger.
And it is, when you're hot, you're uncomfortable. I mean, unless you're somebody that handles heat really well, but when I'm hot and I feel that you being my caregiver and conversely me being your caregiver, we have to cut each other a little slack and understand. And really, it was I love the sun. I love to have color on my face and to feel some warm temperatures, but that's not fair to do that at the spite of your health and your ability to be my caregiver. So it's good. Beginning of the season, when I was a little girl, I used to love to go swimming. And every summer, I would go to the pool and be like, Mom, Dad, I don't remember how to swim. I don't remember. I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm scared. And they still to this day remember me saying that. And then once you get in the pool, it comes right back to you. I turned into a little jellyfish. But it's kind of like that with the summer heat. I don't remember that when you sit outside, dummy. Again, don't talk to yourself like that. When you sit outside, woman, you need to cool yourself out and not sit in the sun. So yeah. It was a good lesson learned.
Well, early season to just remember, it's like, oh yeah, it's summertime now and things are going to get hot and we need to be mindful of everything. So we will have some links in our liner notes for places and tips to help you stave off the summer heat and how to find fun things to do when it's cool.
And that's the other thing, is to find those opportunities, those things that you can do in the summer that are accessible and that are conscious or cognizant of how heat affects people with MS. And I think about Erica again. I hope we answered her questions about how heat affects us. And
So go have fun, stay cool, and enjoy the summer, enjoy the weather. So until next time, we are A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman, and I'm walking.
I'm Jennifer Digman, who's rolling.
And together, we're moving forward. Take care. We hope you enjoyed this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Be sure to subscribe, rate us, and share your review to let us know how we're doing and what you want us to talk about in future episodes. You can email us at acoupletakesonms@gmail.com or follow us on our blog, acoupletakesonms.com, or on Twitter @acoupletakesonms. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward.